What's up, Wisconsin? Hope y'all are having a great Friday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, in what can only be deemed the most epic say what that I have heard of in quite some time. I promised you the Daily Show's take, because we all need a little levity on a Friday afternoon. So here is yesterday's Daily Show on the Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Republican MAGA superstar, in this version of Say What?
Let's kick things off with breaking news out of the North Carolina's governor's race, where the Republican candidate is Mark Robinson, a hardcore MAGA conservative who is on the record with statements like this.
There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth.
Ain't nothing but men and women. Ain't but two genders.
Wow, this is the worst Nutty Professor reboot ever. I mean, looks like this guy is pretty anti the gays. And if there's one thing history has taught us, is that when a politician is this outspoken about how gross gay and trans people are, there will be nothing in his internet history that will embarrass him at all. In 3, 2, 1.
Shocking new details about the Republican running for governor of battleground North Carolina. The state's current lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson. A CNN investigation finds that Robinson, for years, posted on a porn site starting in 2008.
In the form of the website Nude Africa, Robinson wrote, "I like watching on girl porn. That's hot. It takes the man out while leaving the man in. And yeah, I'm a perv too."
I guess there are more than two genders when it's time to jerk it. I mean, it says that right in the Bible, right? Like, if you couldn't read it, it's because the pages were stuck together. I mean, look, this is not going to play well with his base. His political base, not his other, the base of the...
And it goes on in true Daily Show form. But yes, this is the level of absurdity that we have reached. And given Mark Robinson's prior statements about the LGBTQIA community, you would think that the most appropriate response would be for Mark Robinson to humbly say, "I'm sorry, in my younger years, I said some stupid things," right? Some sort of contrite response. But no, we're in a post-Trump era. So this is what Mark Robinson did say.
"Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before. Folks, this race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned
with." Your opponents, you can wrap that, Aaron. Your opponents didn't shift the focus, sir. Your views, your prior opinions came forward, and you're now being held to account. But of course, it's all made up, except that it's not, and it's been confirmed by CNN, by a number of sources. Strange times, these. And so on Friday, let's turn the page and talk about something that all of us love on beautiful weekends like we've got in store for us all across the state of Wisconsin, which is some quality time hanging out in one of Wisconsin's many, many, many amazing public parks. Certainly here in Milwaukee County, our public park system is one of the envies of the Midwest, if not the country. Frederick Olmsted, incredible acreage, green space for all. And I'm so privileged and honored to have the guy that's in charge of that awesome responsibility joining us this afternoon, Milwaukee County Parks Director Guy Smith. Welcome, Guy. Thanks for making time.
Hey, Maggie, thank you for having me. This is great. I hope you're doing well.
I am, my friend. Of course, we used to work together, and I couldn't help but notice that Milwaukee County executive declared it Guy Smith Day in honor of all your incredible work on behalf of Milwaukee County Parks. You didn't start as the Parks Director, Guy. You started in the Parks Department as no offense here, one of the you know, at an entry level. You've been working your way up for years. How long have you worked for the county park system, Guy?
Actually, 20 years. My anniversary was in July, and it's been a great journey. And it was a surprise to me that the county executive, David Crowley, did that proclamation. It was very, very thoughtful. And it was tied to actually an award that I received from the Kiwanis Club of Milwaukee. It's the Kiwanis Milwaukee Award, which was very, very exciting. And it was while I was at that luncheon receiving that I received that proclamation. And I thought that was pretty cool.
It's very cool. One of the things that I really appreciate about elected leaders like David Crowley, the county executive for Milwaukee County, is when they acknowledge that the people that work for them and with them really make it run, make it go. You always have the elected chief executive officer, but there's lots and lots, and in the case of Milwaukee County, thousands of people that help a county executive and a county board achieve their policy objectives. And certainly every single person that I know that lives in Milwaukee County is incredibly proud of our parks and incredibly thankful for them. And yet, Guy, it seems not just in Milwaukee County, but across the state, park systems are facing increasing obstacles, frankly, from a funding perspective, to keep providing the level of services that residents have come to expect from their public parks, as well as some of the baseline infrastructural and horticultural maintenance, the groundskeeping that attends to parks, everything from pools to bike pathways and hiking pathways, also preserving native flora and fauna. So the natural resources preservation. Guy, you've been in the Parks Department for 20 years. How much more tight is our funding situation these days as it was even compared to a decade ago?
Well, it's really challenging. So in the 1980s at Milwaukee County Parks, we had nearly 1,300 full-time staff. At the current state we're in, we're at about 300 full-time staff and about 600 to 900 seasonal staff. So we have a very large park system. And just like any system across the state, there's a lot that we maintain. So specifically at Milwaukee County, we have 153 parks, over 15,300 acres. And the system, has about $500 million in backlog of deferred maintenance. Now, the positive thing is that entities such as the Milwaukee Parks Foundation, which was founded in 2019, has been able to pledge or fund $2 million so far, which is amazing. And we have 40 active friends groups that also help volunteering in our parks, helping with funding, things like that. And then there's partners like the Urban Ecology Center, or the Peak Initiative, where they are directly contributing into our parks, educating people, doing upgrades in our parks, and things like that. But you're absolutely right. It is a struggle across the state, no matter where you are, because we're a non-mandated service. And so that is the challenge. And so we continue to be creative with our revenue producing opportunities. We're always applying for grants. We actually just received $1.5 million through Inflation Reduction Act to create an additional forestry crew to focus on tree planting.
Congratulations, because each and every bit of help any public parks department can get, it is a tick on the right side of the revenue and expenses columns. Congratulations on that grant, Guy. If people across the state, folks in some of our upstate counties, in the western portion of the state, if they want to know what's going on in their county's parks department or in their public parks, what's a good way to find out? And if they want to get involved in potentially fundraising or volunteering to support parks departments, how should they go about finding out more about that?
Well, I would have them reach out directly to their parks department. And I will tell you that I was recently at an event with parks directors and park staff from across the state. And there are so many entities that are working on having friends groups, that have foundations, that are having volunteers. Like, for example, folks go to countyparks.com for Milwaukee County to find out how they can donate, how they can give back, how they can volunteer. But people really want to help. People are passionate about parks across our state. I mean, we have such wonderful natural resources. So I would say reach out directly to your parks department. And also, if you're aware, if they have a parks foundation or a friends group, those are great ways to get, get involved, volunteer, and really help folks out.
It's essential to community wellness to have these large green spaces and spaces for folks to recreate and hang out in. As Milwaukee County has rededicated itself, I think, to again, making sure that we're supporting our parks in the way that everybody expects and facing some of these revenue challenges. When you look at, even though parks are a non-mandated service, and part one of this is to tell everybody what a non-mandated service is, part two is forgetting whether it's mandated or not by state law, how important from a community wellness perspective, Guy, in your experience, is preservation of parks and making sure that everybody in a community, in a county, has a reasonably accessible green space that they can relax in?
Well, I think what is really telling is during the pandemic, I think all of us around the world, but nationally and within the state of Wisconsin and locally here, the usage of parks went up exponentially. I'm talking like we have trail counters on the Oak Leaf Trail, our multi-use trail in Milwaukee County. And we had segments that during April of 2020, 160% increase, like just astronomical. And even usage of our golf courses, for example, pre-pandemic, some of the numbers were going down as far as revenue and usage. Since the pandemic, usage and rounds and revenue have continued to increase. And I think across this country, people really found how important those green spaces were physically, mentally, spiritually, how important it is. And I think there's been kind of that renewed momentum and excitement that people have and really understand how important green space is. Even if it's, you know, one square, you know, like say we've got Cathedral Square and we've got Walker Square, Clark Square, they're very small parks, but they're in densely populated areas. And just that amount of space is so important for people to be able to gather.
I couldn't agree with you more, Guy. I lived alone during the pandemic. And so just the very nature of a park where while physically distancing, I could be outside and still see some actual other people and wave and say hello from a distance meant the world to my own wellness and mental health, frankly. That was a difficult time, I think, for so many people. Guy, briefly, what's the difference between a mandated and non-mandated service? And why is that so critical? How does that interact with our budgeting and fiscal challenges felt not just in Milwaukee County, but in nearly every county across the state?
Yeah, it's a great question. So here's the deal. The county acts as an arm of the state, and the state requires certain things to exist. So, for example, if it's Health and Human Services, whether it's the Sheriff's Department, whether it's corrections, things like that, all very important things. However, it does not require the fact that a Parks Department exists or that transit exists. So then when budgets are tight, unfortunately, those quote-unquote non-mandated services tend to get squeezed. So that's why we have to be so creative to save and preserve what we have.
If you want to find out what's going on in Milwaukee County Parks, where should they check it out, Guy?
Go to countyparks.com.
Awesome. Happy Guy Smith Day. That's Guy Smith, Executive Director of the Milwaukee County Park System, my former colleague and all-around great guy, pun intended. Have a great weekend, sir. And again, congratulations on your well-deserved acknowledgments. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back in just a minute with more of the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.